In a show of force by the Trump administration, warships are heading to the waters off Venezuela. U.S. officials say the ships, with thousands of troops on board, are part of the president's all-out effort to combat drug trafficking in the hemisphere. But critics say it's overkill and not the right move to fight drug traffickers. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
The Iwo Jima Amphibious Ready Group, which includes three ships carrying 4,500 Marines and sailors, set off for the Southern Caribbean yesterday, according to U.S. Fleet Forces. The large contingent of warships heading south has many wondering about a possible military confrontation with Venezuela. Opposition leader there, Maria Corina Machado, said she's appreciative of President Trump's action.
Finally, we're seeing the right approach.
She spoke yesterday to Fox News. She's been in hiding since last year's election, widely condemned as rigged by President Nicolas Maduro.
With courage and clarity towards and criminal enterprise, bringing misery to our people and destabilizing the region in order to harm the United States.
Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell wouldn't confirm details, but did say the Department of Defense will play an important role in stopping, quote, deadly drugs, violent criminals, and vicious gangs. The U.S. calls Maduro illegitimate and the head of a major crime syndicate. It recently doubled the reward for his arrest on drug charges. For his part, Maduro has been playing up the U.S.'s latest show of force. State TV Telesur has been flooding coverage with montages of Venezuelans, including fishermen and regular citizens, all called up for military service. Maduro says 4.5 million militia members are ready, so, quote, no empire will touch the sacred soil of Venezuela. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez told recruits yesterday, U.S. claims are all lies.
Que no somos un fake.
We are not fakes nor drug traffickers, and we will defend the dignity of beloved Venezuela, he told a crowd over the weekend. It's doubtful Maduro has millions in his militia, and very few have weapons training, says former U.S. ambassador to Venezuela, Jimmy Story.
Others are people who are merely want to make certain that they stay on the good side of the regime, and they can continue to receive their food subsidy allotment.
During the first Trump administration, warships were also sent to the region, to little effect. Sending ships this time without change could hurt American credibility, says former U.S. Ambassador to Panama, John Feely.
That's the kind of firepower and manpower that puts troops on a beachhead to invade. If you don't invade Venezuela and they float around for several months, it all becomes show and it's a tiger with no teeth behind it.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Venezuela Jimmy Story, who also worked in anti-narcotics at the State Department, says there are few good options available to the U.S., but in his view, the Trump administration's policy towards Venezuela is now incoherent. Just last month, they reissued a license allowing Chevron to operate there, and yet are also sending in the Marines.
Is that a unit capable of invading a country of 30 million people? No. Is it a unit capable of providing anti-narcotics activities? Not really.
The warships could arrive off Venezuela as early as the end of the week. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.